Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I think Soda Pop is going to be not getting to the top. I think it's going to be the ruin for Tony Preckwinkle, if you ask me. The Pop Tax, week one. I feel like Ted Koppel here, Mick.
Yeah, it's like the hostage crisis.
Day seven, Chicago, Cook County, taken hostage for Pop. Day seven. And today, the Pop Tax turned 7 days old. I'm Ted Koppel. I have to say this, too, about Tony Preckwinkle. And you know, the funny thing is, Tony Preckwinkle was never really on my radar screen, and now suddenly
she's all over it.
She's a reason why I take three, count them, high blood pressure medications. you know, not only is this, as I said before, a regressive tax, a money grab that was kind of trying to be sold as a health benefit for people. It's a regressive tax. It's there simply to cover up years of overspending. And I saw that Tony Preckwinkle said people have to understand that if they want good government, they have to pay for it. Yeah, the key there is good government. We're not getting good government.
Start providing some good government.
Yeah, you provide me some good government, I will pay the tax. You know, I don't have any kids, and I pay taxes for my property taxes for public schools. I have never stepped into one of the public schools in my area, and I pay for that. I pay for a heck of a lot of taxes for services that I get no use for. But I'm willing to do it and happy to do it because we're all in this together. But don't make me pay for something just because you're not good at your job. And here's the thing. What people are forgetting here, too, Tony Preckwinkle ran against Todd Strozier for the Cook County Board. Now, granted, Todd Strozier was way over his skis. He did not belong in being the president of the Cook County Board. It was nepotism. It was his father. It was cronyism. I understand that. Todd seemed like a nice guy, but I just think he was over his skis in that job.
Right.
But if you remember, one of the controversial things of Todd Strozier's tenure as the head of the Cook County Board was that he raised the sales tax to 10%. That ruffled a lot of people's feathers, and Tony Preckwinkle ran against Todd Strozier on one of her main planks was this high tax that
right.
Strozier was getting
hit. She exploited that.
Yeah, she exploited it, used it as a main thing to run against Todd Strozier. Then when she got into the job and saw how poorly run and how horrible, well, what fiscal, terrible, you know, terrible fiscal and economic and financial state that the board was in, she brought the tax back up to 10%.
Yep, and now she got the soda tax.
The same thing she ran against, and now she starts this tax. So I'm sorry, Tony, but that's not cutting it. You know, that's, once again, that's hypocrisy. There's got to be other ways. How come for many years, suddenly, then the best part was, when this was under a restraining order, this pop tax, because the retailers group was suing to not implement this, so this tax was not enacted for almost a month, then right away she announces layoffs.
Yeah.
We cannot, you know, if we can't get the pop tax, we have to start laying people off. So in other words, the only way that people, that our Cook County government can run, apparently, is with a pop tax.
Well, here's
without a pop tax, we have to shut the government down and start laying people off. That's BS.
Well, here's my next question. Are those people being rehired? The ones that were fired because
they were never fired. It was all this. It was all of a sudden. It was another ploy to get people on board with this. Well, people are going to lose their jobs.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, so right away, if we don't tax pop, we have to shut things down. Somebody in her office came up with this idea because, hey, I got news for you. From her standpoint, it's a great idea. A penny an ounce, like I said, 12 ounces or 16 ounces. What's the tax on 2 liters?
And then the next question is, and I don't want to scare you too much there, pal, What happens if someday she decides to raise that tax on the soda?
Well, I mean, I'm no metric expert here. I don't know how many ounces are in 2 liters, but I think the days are gone of a dollar of a grocery store selling a 2 liter bottle for a buck. It's impossible.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, not in Cook County.
And what's going to happen? I just thought about this too. What about at the pop machines? Pop at the pop machines are already way overpriced. Sometimes they're $2 a can.
Yeah.
And now you're going to pay another 14 or 12 cents? I'm just hoping that when people start to feel this after the next month or so or 2 months or 6 months, that people start to really give her a hard time. And this is either altered or repealed or cut back in some way, because this is just arrogance of a government arrogance. And you know, we do need to just stop laying down our arms. You know, throughout the whole, presidential campaign, there was so much emphasis on what the deficit was, you know, $2 or $3 trillion deficit. That's all they were talking about. And, you know, from my standpoint, if our country had a $2 or $3 trillion deficit, and yet our schools were amazing, our highways and bridges and airports were amazing, our care for the poor, our care for the elderly was amazing, our health care was top notch. If all that stuff was working great, and yet it cost $2 trillion above board to make that happen, I think people would accept that if the overruns were giving us something positive. But my problem was, we've got $2 or $3 trillion in debt, and we have the same problems that we had 50 years ago.
Exactly.
Schools are bad. Our infrastructure is falling apart. We're helping the poor, poverty. We have made absolutely zero, improvement on these major issues, and we still spent $3 trillion.
Well, it's basically like going to an expensive restaurant and paying a lot of money for food that doesn't taste good.
Yeah, so sorry, Tony, but that's not cutting it. And, you know, the funny thing is, about 2 or 3 years ago, Tony Preckwinkle's name was being floated as mayor.
Yeah,
not to run against. It's not going to happen now.
She even had to make announcements saying, "I'm not running."
Yeah.
And all that, yeah.
I read that there's one of the new commissioners. His name is Richard Boykin, and he's thinking of running. Richard, let me tell you, like I told you, if you want to announce your candidacy, just make sure you are surrounded by cases of pop.
And Jim will dress up in his soda pop out.
After the break, I'm going to talk to you about how I beat the pop tax, and then Mick's going to tell a story about, because I actually had to venture across state lines.
You're doing well. We'll get into it, but I'll tell you what you remind me of when you're doing this too.
And then the Mick has a story about how you used to travel for something really cool too.
Yeah.
So all that and more. I'm Elton Jim Toronto, filling in for Nick DiGilio here at WGN. It's about 17 minutes after 3. We're here until 5. I'm staying until 5. I hope you will too. So up until then, no switching.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Actually, the lights are shining on me pretty brightly in this studio. You know, the beautiful Allstate Showcase studio here at WGN used to have really nice, you know, kind of warm lighting. And I think they've installed some of these LED things in order to make it better for some TV that they do in here now. And oof, Patty Vasquez actually brings in lamps. There's two lamps. I walked in here. I thought I was in a bordello.
Right.
From like New Orleans in the 1950s. It was all dark in here except for two lamps. But yes, I was playing Grindstone Cowboy for the passing of Glenn Campbell. So Mick and I were talking about this pop tax, and we should also say that not only, you know, we started this off as kind of a joke, the Chicago pop tax thing that someone then started to rip off here over the last week, but we invented it on July 10th, more than a month before anyone did it, as I think is important to state. But we also came up, if you're gonna have a protest, you need a name for your group.
Sure, representation.
Yeah, so we came up with SODA, Stop Our Drinking Assault. SODA. SODA.
It works.
Well, we'll see, hopefully. I swear to God, if I ever see Tony Preckwinkle walking down the street, from now on I'm just going to carry a can of pop with me, and I'm going to shake it.
No, better yet, offer it to her, and then charge her for it, big money.
Yeah, right, yeah. There you go. Hey, Tony, Boy, it's 90 degrees out. Couldn't you go for a little thirst-quenching can of pop? Here you go. $2, please. In fact, John is on the line here. Is it John? Are you there, yeah. John?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yeah, so you are a metric expert. How many ounces in a 2 liter?
I think 67.6.
Whoa! 67 ounces?
Yeah, but you're not paying attention to the ads that the Pop Council has been putting out. They say in there that the 99-cent 2-liter bottle of pop, you're going to go walk out of the store by the time you pay all the high Illinois taxes, including the pop tax. That 99-cent bottle, 2-liter bottle, is going to cost you $1.82.
It's almost twice.
So that's an 83% tax on that 2-liter bottle of pop, Crackwinkle. Not a penny an ounce. Yeah, but add it all up.
Yeah, here. Yeah. You forget about the other 10%. Yeah, I mean, this is. I mean, folks, are we just gonna? I mean, I'm not trying to make to sound like Chicken Little here, but that's a huge tax. Wow. Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that. I didn't really realize that, but that's $1.82. Oh man. So here's what I did, Mick, real quick.
Okay.
I went to. I told you I fell in love with Sprecher's grape soda.
Yeah.
Which has started.
You had to go make a little sojourn.
Yeah. Started my whole pop jag here about 4 months ago. So how did I beat the pop tax? I went to Greendale, Wisconsin, and went to the Sprecher's Brewery to buy my pop.
Now, how far away is that from here?
About 90 miles.
Okay.
It's just out. It's like 10 minutes out of Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah. So it was about 90 miles. About an hour and a half to get there. I took a tour of the brewing company, and then afterward.
Is it a brewery or is it just a plant? Because, I mean,
no.
It's a brewery.
No, it's a brewery because Sprecher's makes pop, but they started as a brewery, and then out of just the heck of it, they started making root beer.
Okay.
And then it turns out that root beer, the Sprecher's root beer, is now outselling their beer 3-1. It's the root beer that keeps the lights on at Sprecher's.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And they have tours of the facility.
Yeah, so you go through, and it's a nice little tour, about a half hour. But the best part is they give you some drink tickets, and they have an indoor beer garden when you're done with the tour. They show how they do the bottling and all the malt and blah. And then they give you, a little thing for 4 different tastings. You can get any beer.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Where's that at? Oh, that's my thing, I think. No, where was that coming from? Anyway, they give you four tags to get some samples. Like, when you go for a wine tasting or any kind of thing, they usually give
you
just a little.
Samplers.
They give you a full glass.
Wow.
You can get beer or pop. You can walk out of there drunk. This one guy came up to me and said, I'm not going to use my 4. Do you want these? And I said, I have to drive back to Chicago. I can't drink anymore. I'm going to get a DUI because I went to Sprecher's. So pretty cool to go up there. But I went to the source to not only pay homage to Sprecher's, but also to beat the pop tax. But also, I have to just say, I'm not going to say where you live, Mick.
Right.
But Mick does not live in Cook County, so I may need you to be my soda pop mule.
That's right. I'm going to be your source.
You're going to be. I think we'll meet like at a McDonald's. On
yes.
The county line, and then you just open your trunk, and I'll open mine, and we'll make the switch.
The back alley, like in The Godfather 2, they're talking about smuggling molasses out of Canada.
Oh, me and your father made meal. Your father, too, Hyman Roth. Trucks owned by your father, Michael. We made a fortune, your father, too. But, yeah, this is what it's come down to. We have to smuggle pop in. Where are we at in 2017 here?
Okay, now here's my big question. So you go up there with Jamie, you go up and you check out the Sprecher's and you buy the soda. What size truck did you bring with you what size rider truck did you rent?
I just put the seats down in the HRV.
Okay.
That's all I did.
So how much did you buy?
I actually didn't buy. I didn't buy that much because I told you I still have all this pop on my basement stairs.
Oh, okay. So you actually didn't go up there just to buy soda?
No, I just sort of went there because I wanted to see Sprecher's. But I did find a cool thing. It's called duck malt, and it's grape beer. They use Concord grapes in a beer. So I bought some of that, and then I brought some hard apple pie soda.
You were just going to be like a sugar junkie.
The funny thing is, I'm not eating it. I'm not drinking any of it, but I just want to have it in case I want it. I hope does pop go bad?
Right. No, I don't think so. I really don't think it does.
I hope it doesn't. So, anyway, well, Mick, as usual, I had so much more to talk to you about, and we never get to it.
Never do. We jammed a little too long on some songs.
Yeah, but you might actually be joining us tomorrow, so maybe we can get into part two of this tomorrow as well.
You bet, pal.
All right. So thank you. But once again, you know Ramblin' Ray and John Howell. I want you to get in contact with them and tell them that I am throwing down the gauntlet. I am officially in a radio war, even though I have no radio show.
Duly noted.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Mick.
Later, man.
Mick Kaler, you can hear his and see his work on the WGN Morning News. He writes parody songs that are often featured on the WGN Morning News. Mick Kaler. Good friend of mine from a long time back. It's always great to do some radio with him. On the other side of the news, after this break, we will be talking about some of Chicago's best and favorite sports songs. And I will take a look at the list that was in the Chicago Tribune, and then, of course, disagree wholeheartedly with it and then give you my list. But right now, we'll take a quick break. No switching.